Tell us about the choir that you founded in 1975, St Michael Singers.
Well, before I went to Cambridge, I'd been lucky enough to get a little bit of experience of conducting with a church choir that I was able to take over for 15 months in the upper sixth and then my gap year. And so as I was approaching my third year at Cambridge, I thought, well, why not just found a choir? And so I got together as many friends as I could, and we put on, in the summer of 1975, a concert, and we called the choir the St Michael Singers, after St Michael's Court, which is where I was living at the time. Now, that wasn't a very successful concert, and if I say that when we regrouped the following September, only three of the original people wanted to be in the choir for the second concert, you'll see that it wasn't very successful. However, from that point onwards, we started building a solid group of friends, many of whom are still together in as close friends more than 40 years on. So eventually the St Michael Singers lasted for 4.5 years. We did a total of 50 concerts or services, including 4 tours. And then many of us ended up in London the following year and started up a choir called the Tudor Singers, which was sort of son of St Michael Singers. And at that point, we acquired a number of really rather good singers as well as our existing cohort. The Tudor Singers went on to win the national rounds of the chamber choir class of Let the People Sing and to do a television programme. And it was quite a successful choir. I conducted that for 3 years. And then ever since then, under the original banner name of the St Michael Singers, we've got together for reunions. We sang Evensong at St Paul's Cathedral for several years running. About 20 years ago, we've had residentials. And then in the last 12 years, St Michael Singers have come to sing a series of services at Southminster. And the fifth one of these St Michael Singers visits to Southwell is due to be happening in August this year, though who knows whether that will happen or not.
And what is your second record?
Well, as you can imagine, I love the sound of the human voice, though I have to say mainly when not engaged on the operatic stage. And there's lots of wonderful voices that I would want to have on the desert island. People like Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, or on another level Emma Kirkby, or on another level Andy Williams. But for me, the most beautiful voice, the most expressive voice, the most in-tune voice that I've ever heard is the voice of Karen Carpenter of the Carpenters.